Hi everybody and welcome. I have been meaning to do this for the longest time, actually since October last year when the Holy Spirit first told me I should do it. And I did it. I made a couple of episodes and I released them, but I never did anything. I did like two episodes or one, and I think I released one or two. I don't even remember, but every single time I pray, almost every single time I pray, I keep coming back to this podcast. October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. 9 months. Somebody had a baby. Oh my goodness. Somebody had a baby. 9 months. And I'm finally doing something about it. Oh God. First of all, I just want to tell him I'm so sorry. Like, it's like how I know I'm supposed to do it is the level of backlash I have received. From myself, from the devil, and just, it's been a tough journey, but we're here, we're starting, and we're doing it. So, I guess no one really knows what this podcast is about. So, this podcast is basically, it's not my opinion. My opinion, I'm going to try as much as possible to leave my opinion out of this podcast. This is solely what the Holy Spirit has told me, my interactions with the Holy Spirit, how he explains the Bible to me, how the things he tells me, how the dots connect. And I just, when it connects for me, it's, I'm in awe. So I just want to connect those dots for other people that have those questions or that aren't seeing those dots or that are seeing the dots, but they just can't connect it. Now, I would love to start with my testimony, but I think I'm going to do that later on in maybe a later episode. But for today, what the Holy Spirit has told me to talk about is disobedience. Now, I think this is a very, very touchy subject. Why? Because we all disobey, each and every single one of us. We have the Ten Commandments. We have all broken, at the very least, one of it. If not, then we'd be 100% perfect. But we disobey every day. Now, here's the thing. Sin is disobedience. Sin is not just not keeping the Ten Commandments. Sin means missing the mark. So when you go about your day and you miss the mark, and what is the mark? Jesus is the mark. Like, perfection is Jesus. Jesus is the mark. And if you miss that mark, that is sin. It's not just, oh, I lied out loud. I said it with my mouth. I lied. That's sin. That is sin, yes. But if you had the intention to lie and you misconstructed your words so you could deceive someone else, and you tell yourself, oh, but I didn't lie, you still, like, you missed the mark. Jesus wouldn't do that. That is sin. That's the definition of sin. But that, we can do that another episode. We're actually talking about disobedience here, and I'm gonna start with how I encountered the Holy Spirit, how he spoke about disobedience to me. Now, I've been wanting to do this podcast, like I said, for 9 months. Like, somebody actually has a baby, probably named Joel, out there in this 9 months that it took me to start this podcast, which is wild. Wild and crazy. So my encounter with the Holy Spirit and disobedience, it went like this. This was last week, actually. It was really recent. This was last week, and I was in my kitchen. Yeah, it was a regular day. And suddenly I felt this, how will I put it? It was, you know what? The right word for it is doom. I felt doom, impending doom. I had never felt that in my entire life. The feeling, I felt like I was in a box and the walls are closing in and I had nowhere to run to. Like, if I ran, I just keep hitting walls. I felt doom, and I've never felt that in my entire life. I was so scared that I was like, I need to go sit down and pray. Like, I need to sit down and ask the Holy Spirit, What was that? And mind you, I haven't been consistent in my prayer life, and I absolutely hate that. But I was consistent, and then the podcast thing happened. Like, I was supposed to do it, and then I didn't do it. And every time I would pray, I would keep thinking about it. So little by little, I stopped praying because I wasn't doing it. And it was disturbing me that that's what I was supposed to do, but I wasn't doing it. And I kept being reminded by God I was supposed to. But basically, I haven't been consistent in my prayer life. But I was like, no, I need to go and pray. I need the Holy Spirit to tell me why I'm feeling such... Nah, guys, I felt doom. It was bad. Like, I've never felt such strain of fear in my entire life. Now, I came to my room. I sat down. I started praying. And then I just sat down there. And I told the Holy Spirit, I need you to talk to me. I need you to tell me what that was. And after a few seconds, I heard him say, look outside the window. Mind you, this was like 10 p.m. It was raining outside. It was dark. I did not want to look outside the window. The last thing I wanted to do was look outside the window. But I was like, you know what? I asked you. I'm going to do it anyways. So I stood up. I went to my blinds and I looked outside the window. And I was so scared I was going to see something. Like, I was like, I don't want to look outside the window, but I'm going to do it anyways because you told me to. So I looked outside the window. There was nothing there. And then I came back and I sat down and I was like, there's nothing there. Like, why would you tell me to look outside the window? Was there something I was supposed to see? And he was like, so you were scared to look outside the window? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, but you did it anyways. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, that's how obedience works. Okay, I'm just going to say I'm relatively stubborn since I was a kid. And I feel like the Lord treats me as such because the way he answers my question is like, okay, I see what you did there. But he was like, yeah, that's how obedience works. Like, it doesn't matter the circumstances. Like, it's raining outside. It's dark. If I tell you to look outside the window, you look outside the window. You're scared. Okay, but I told you to look outside the window. Do you think I will tell you to do something that's detrimental to you? No. And I feel like fear is not even of the Lord. So if you're feeling fear when you're asked to do something by God, then fear is not of the Lord. If you're feeling, I feel like that is holding you back when you're not supposed to do something and the Lord holds you. What's the word for it? Oh my goodness, I can't remember the word for it. But when the Lord holds you back, it's a completely different feeling from fear. And if the Lord tells you to do something and you feel fear, I strongly believe that's the devil holding you back. And that's when you know you should look outside the window. Like, that's the point to take action. And basically, the Holy Spirit was like, even if you're scared, like, you do it anyways. Because the penalty for disobedience is death. And I feel like we definitely coddle God. Like, this generation, the Western world, we coddle God so much. We forget that God is violent. I'm reading the Old Testament now, and God, he's slow to anger, rich in mercy. But when he does get angry, he's a violent God. I feel like we forget that so much. The penalty of disobedience is death. Like, how did we forget that? It's like we took the part that we wanted and we threw the rest out. Because where in the Bible were people disobedient? I mean, they were disobedient all the time, all day, every day. But okay, first of all, let's take Jonah. And there's a difference between unknowingly sinning and just pure disobedience. Like, pure disobedience is like the Lord tells you, do this, and you don't do it. Honestly, I did the exact same thing because I was supposed to do this podcast 9 months ago. Nine, which is probably why I was feeling doom, because I wasn't feeling fear. I felt doom. Literal doom. Now, Jonah, the Lord told him, go and preach to these people. He was like, nah, they don't deserve it. We all know the story of Jonah. A whale swallowed him. I feel like Jonah's one is even nice because, like, he was alive. He survived. Now, in the book of Leviticus, Aaron's sons, I think Aaron had four sons, two of his sons, Nabad and Abihu. Now, Aaron and his sons, they were priests. They spent the most time in the Lord's presence. And the Lord, that was when the Lord gave them instructions how to build the altars, everything, like how much, how centimeters, how long, how wide, everything. He gave them specific instructions. And the Lord told them how he wanted his sacrifice. I'm sorry, excuse me. The Lord told them how he wanted his sacrifice. He told them this, this, and this. This incense, that incense. The Lord is specific. Like, I feel like if anyone has read Exodus, Leviticus, the one thing you can take from it is that the Lord knows what he wants. He knows exactly what he's looking for. He's so specific. And he gave them specific instructions. I feel like that was even worse because, like, the Lord was there. Like, the Lord's presence was there. And he gave them specific instructions. And what did they do? And now, look, I'm not Nabat, I'm not Abihu. But what they did was they went to make a sacrifice to the Lord that he didn't ask for. Now, the first time I read that, let me actually open it just so that I can. Because when I first read it, I was like, Lord, I don't want to question you. Oh, my goodness. It's literally the page. I didn't even need to scroll. And that's not even where I am right now in my Bible. The Lord is good. But basically, oh, yeah. So Aaron's sons, Nabal and Abihu, they each took their fire pan and they put live coal in it. They added incense and presented it to the Lord. This is Leviticus chapter 10. Now, this fire was not holy, because the Lord had not commanded them to present it. So the Lord sent fire and he burnt them to death right there, right then in his presence. Now, the first time I read this, I was like they were just trying to present incense. God, like you could have warned them, like, why would you just kill them? Now, I've been Christian long enough to know that the Lord, yeah, he can be a violent God, but he's not an unjust God. Like, he has reasons why he does things, some of which we may never understand. But I was like, no, Lord, I need you to tell me. And Holy Spirit, I need you to explain to me why. And the way the Holy Spirit explained it was, I gave them specific instructions. Like, I told them exactly what to do. They had the roadmap. And they went a whole different way. Like, he drew them a map. He told them, take here. And they were like, you know what? We'll go this way. Like, they knew what to do because the Lord told them what to do. And they did something else. Like, I feel like that is disrespect. That is dishonor. Because the Lord, like, all of us today we have the Holy Spirit. Thank goodness. We have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit tells us what to do. And we have the excuse of, like, maybe that was my voice. Maybe that was my thought in my head. They had God tell them, this is what I want. In his, he told, his presence was there. He told them what he wanted. And they did something else. And he killed them for it. The penalty of disobedience is death. So if the Lord is telling you to do something, do it. See it. If you're feeling fear, do it. Because how you know that you're on the right path is when the Lord tells you to do something and the devil comes. The devil is fighting it. Because if he's fighting it, then he knows. Because the devil is smart. I feel like we don't even give him enough credit. The devil is smart. He knows that if you do it, that's a breakthrough. That's the Lord's plan. The book he wrote for you, that's the plot line. So he's going to do everything he can. And he has no power over you. So all he can do is plant a seed. And then you decide if it grows or not. So if the devil plants the seed of fear, you decide if you're going to act on the fear or act on the Lord's command. Because fear is very easy. It's very easy to blossom. Very, very easy. I'm in Leviticus right now. And I keep seeing obedience, disobedience, the price of disobedience. And where the Holy Spirit took me to this evening before I did this episode was Leviticus chapter 26. That's like the second to the last chapter in Leviticus. Because that's where I am right now. And what I saw was blessings for obedience and punishments for disobedience. And he literally said, if you refuse to obey my orders and if you break the covenant I have with you, I will punish you. I will bring disaster on you. Incurable diseases and fevers that will make you blind and cause your life to waste away. You will be so terrified that you will run even when no one is chasing you. Like the punishment, he was like, I will break your stubborn pride. And if that doesn't work, I will punish you times seven in sevenfolds. Like the Lord is so... I don't think there's any other thing in the Bible. I haven't read the whole Bible. I'm going through it. But disobedience has to be the one thing that the punishment for it is so grave. So grave. It's unreal. It's unreal. And like the punishment is bad. Because if the Lord tells me to do something and I don't do it, he will punish me for it. Like you don't just walk away. I feel like we forget that God created the world. Like he's God. God told you to do something. And you were like, nah, I'm scared of what people are going to think about me. You know, I feel like I'm talking to myself because this was literally me for the past 9 months. But what? Oh my goodness. So when I get to the gates of heaven, the pearly whites or the pearly goats, and he's going to be like, yeah, why didn't you do that thing I told you? Why didn't you do that mission? Why didn't you build that church? Why didn't you do that podcast? Why didn't you talk to that person? And you're like, I was scared of what? Of what? Of what? Oh my goodness, I'm having literal goosebumps. Literal. Why am I stuttering? I'm actually a stutterer. I grew up a stammerer, but I control it a lot better now. But the price of disobedience is grave. And do you know, even in his anger, he's still good. Because he said, even when all these things are happening, all your punishments are happening, I will not completely abandon you because of the covenant I made with you. Not because you deserve not to be abandoned, but because I made a covenant with you and I am the Lord. I do not break my promises. You know, I'm so happy God is God. And he doesn't change because he said he will never break his promises. So I know he will never break his promises. But if he did, we'd all be dead. Every single last one of us. Now, this is the Old Testament. The covenant he made with them was that he brought them out of Egypt. They will be his people. Yada, yada, yada. Now, oh my goodness. I was thinking. I was brainstorming. I wasn't even thinking. The Holy Spirit was doing the thinking for me. And this is the penalty for disobedience in the Old Testament, where what he did for them was bring them out of slavery. That's what he did for them. And like, you serve me because I brought you out of slavery. You are my people. Do you know what he did for us? He sent his only son to come here, live among us. To live among the lies, the stealing, the envy, the adultery, the fornication, the jealousy. To live among us. Because let's be real, guys. We are dirty and we are filthy. And we are only made clean because Jesus came to die.
So when Jesus came to die, we were all dirty. Like, we're not even made clean because he hadn't died yet. So he came in our dirtiness. He sent his son to die for us. Them, all he did was free them from Egypt. Like, and this is the price for their disobedience. How much less the price for ours? I feel like we have, like, he gave them a gift. He gave them the gift of freedom from slavery there and then. He gave us the gift of freedom forever. How greater a gift and how greater a punishment if you abuse that gift? Because to whom much is given, much more is expected. That's how it works. That's how it works. Oh my goodness. And he said, I will not break the covenant with you. I will be with you because of the covenant. And the covenant in the New Testament is the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit. So even when you disobey and you're going through that punishment, the punishment could be anything. I feel like we don't even realize that we are going through the punishment. It's literally here. Diseases, fevers, hunger, animals, like, it's all our problems on this earth is because of us. It's because of us. That's why he said, I will send, it's war. The war is disobedience. The diseases is disobedience. It's all punishment for disobedience. I gotta breathe. Now, he said, but even when you're going through all this, I will be with you because of the covenant I had made with you. And our covenant is the Holy Spirit. So even when you are going through the punishment for your disobedience, the Holy Spirit is still with you. Holy Spirit is with you. He is. He is with all of us when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit comes and he dwells. And he will not leave your side as long as you follow the Lord. Because I feel like we're like, man, I don't even know where to begin. But disobedience is rotten. It's scum. You know, a prayer point of mine recently has been, oh Lord, let me see sin the way you see sin. I want to be disgusted by sin. I want to be disgusted by the idea of sin. I want to be disgusted with disobedience. Like, the way you see it, I want to see it. And I've started seeing it that way. And let me tell you, it's not the same. It's not the same at all. You cannot help but be disgusted by the things that disgust the Lord. And they're everywhere. Everywhere. And he sent his son to die, and he's called you as a Christian. He's told you, go and do this, 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 and this, and you can't even do it. And it's not like you just don't do it and go scot-free. No, there's a price for it. There's a punishment for it. When you're going through that punishment, yeah, the Lord will still be with you. But don't put yourself through that. If the Lord tells you to do something, Do it. It took me 9 months. 9 months to start this podcast. You know, the Lord will call. The Lord will call everybody and everybody. But how many people answer? How many? I can't remember if it's in the book of Galatians. I can't remember when he called like the 20,000 to fight, and only 300 of those fought. Now, the 20,000 that didn't fight, like, they were still okay because the 300 fought and God fought with them. So, like, I'm not, like, your relationship with Christ is your relationship with Christ. But that's a whole different episode, honestly. I'll touch on that differently. The episode of, like, when God calls you and
That's a whole different episode. I'm not going to get into that. But the point of this first episode, I'm going to try to keep it short to like 30, 35 minutes. Or at like 27 now. Or less, because I'm probably going to cut the beginning part out. But that's besides the point. I'm getting carried away here. But the point is, disobedience is death. They both start with D, even. Disobedience is equal to death. Because if you... And the thing about the Lord, he doesn't say it once and let it go. Like, he doesn't say it once and let it go. He will keep reminding you and reminding you. He does not let it go. Oh my goodness. He does not let it go. And if he keeps reminding you and reminding you, and you keep ignoring it, you're desensitizing yourself to the Holy Spirit's voice. And the more you desensitize yourself to the Holy Spirit's voice, the less you hear him. And that's dangerous. Because you're not going to know when you're in danger. The Holy Spirit is telling you, don't go here. But you're so desensitized to it that you don't even hear it. And you're in places that you shouldn't be. Like, nothing good comes from disobedience. Nothing. And one thing that I personally have struggled with is the devil telling me, okay, but if you do this podcast, you won't be able to do something else that you really want to do. And I'm like, no, that's not true. The Lord said he knows the plans he has for you. He knows the plans he has for me. Plans to prosper me. So if what I want to do, like maybe what I want to be, and I think I can be it with a Christian podcast, then it's not for me. Because every single time something doesn't go my way, something that I want doesn't go my way, do you know what I tell myself? I tell myself that I have even better. Because if the Lord has shown me something good, he won't take me somewhere lower than that. The only way I can go is up there at rock bottom. Nah. No. So if you think doing what the Lord has told you to do will cost you something good, there's something better. There is something. My earthly father will not show me a nice house that's beautiful, that has like 5 bedrooms that he wants to buy for me. And he's like, I want you to look at that. I want you to look at it. I want you to take it in. I want you to sleep in it for one night, enjoy it. But instead, I'm going to give you, I don't know, the cottage on the side of the street. If he was going to, like, my earthly father will not show me something very, very nice unless he's telling me to work for it, or he's telling me one day you will get there. But if he won't show me something nice and give me something lower, it's the part that says, like, who will ask for fish and he gives them a snake? If your earthly father wouldn't do that, how much less your heavenly father? This is God. He sent his son. Oh my goodness. He sent his son. Like the people in the Old Testament, he freed them from what? From Egypt. Now this is God. God has all the power in the world. He sent Moses, and Moses was like, I'll do it. I stammer, so you gotta find someone else to talk. And Aaron spoke. But he sent his son for us. He couldn't even bear to watch his son die. He looked away. That's what he did for you. And now he's telling you, all I want you to do is talk to that lady on the side of the road. And you can't do it? All I want you to do is travel here. And mind you, he's not saying go empty-handed. He's saying I will provide for all your needs. And we still can't do it. Nah. Nah. We're wild. We're wild species. It's unreal. It's unreal. Like, I'm so happy God is God and no one else is God, because, man, disobedience is death. Disobedience is death. The wages of sin is death. Disobedience is sin. God said, do this, 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 and that, and then you did something completely different. But I guess what I'm talking about specifically this episode is like when the Lord has told you specifically, do this, and you don't do it. Literally playing with fire. Literally playing with fire. Guys, we need to step up. We need to step up. We really need to step up. And especially those who are called to preach, whether it's podcast, youth, whatever, women, whatever, do it. I know it's scared. Oh, sorry. I know it's scary. It's scary. Yeah. Yeah. It's scary. But that's exactly when you're supposed to jump. And I remember asking people, how do I start? And all you can do is start. Honestly, the camera I'm using to film this right now, I don't even know if it's still filming. It's a Polaroid camera. It's a Y2K camera. The quality is in the gutter. But I cannot wait any longer than I have. 9 months. Oh my goodness. 9. Oh, somebody's got a baby out there. It's crazy. So, by the way, guys, if you were born in June, you were conceived in October. I just thought you'd like to know. But anyways, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's all I have for this episode. This was a beautiful first episode for me. I absolutely loved it. And something I missed, in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 39, it says, the few of you who will survive in the land of the enemies. Mind you, this was after the Lord had told them, you will have diseases, war, you will run when no one is chasing you, you will run into your enemies will rule over you. And he said, even those of you who survive in the land of your enemies will waste away because of your own sin. And the sin of your ancestors. Sin wastes us away. It literally withers us away. And we don't even realize it. We don't even realize it. So guys, I think I want to end every episode with a prayer. So I'm just going to say, oh Lord God, thank you. Thank you for the person on the other side of the screen. Or this AirPods. Or this phone. Or whatever they're listening to this with. I just thank you for them. I thank you for the person that you brought here today. And I just ask, oh Lord, that you pour your grace upon this person. That you pour your grace upon this person, oh Lord, and you may make them inclined to your word. You may make them inclined to your voice, oh God. You may give them a heart of obedience, a heart of love for you that conquers the fear of the devil. Because the devil has no power over us. He said, he that is in us, which is the Holy Spirit that you gave us, is greater than he that is in the world. So the Holy Spirit has the power to conquer the fear of the devil. So, oh Lord, please raise the Holy Spirit in us. Let people look at us and not see us, but may they see the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. I cover the other person on the side of the screen with the precious blood of Jesus. I pray that their job, their exams, their significant other, whatever it is they may have going on, oh Lord, that you may bless the work of their hands in Jesus' name. Amen.